When students step off the bus and enter Clark Central High School each morning, they enter into an environment where, along with their learning, their safety is of the utmost priority.
But while the role of police officers in schools is similar to that of any other beat, Clark Central High School police team leader Terry Reed understands that the school setting is unique.
It's no different than a street officer. Because, well, on the street, a street officer, you have a variety of individuals age-wise that you're going to have encounter with. Only thing in the school, you know you're going to have an age range from 14 to 18 years old, bare through 19 years old. And you got to be diverse with all different juvenile laws and adult laws to handle the situation. Every situation dealing with a teenager is not settled through the courts. That means you got to have background and understanding of counseling, how to counteract some of the lingo or some of the things that you got to counter, got to be a step or two ahead of them.
The topic of school safety often resurfaces in the national dialogue in the wake of tragic acts of school violence. However, in January, Governor Brian Kemp laid out a $69 million plan to give school security grants to every public school in the state. But what exactly are some of the most common safety issues at Clark Central? In a 2012 interview with Grady News Source, team leader Reed talked about the prevalence of gang violence at Clark Central. Today, he says gang violence has decreased since then.
I think it's level off because of the once we identify and recognize and observe some activity, we pounce, so to speak. We get on it, we bring your kid in, talk with them, get counseling involved, get parents involved. And once we identify that little Johnny is taking that gang role, okay, here's the consequence. If you're going to stay here at Clark Central, you're going to stay in the school district. This got to happen.
Reed says that most of the students involved in gangs respond positively to their methods.
The majority of them was able to say, hey, this is not the path. It either death or jail. I mean, you got to make choices.
Governor Kemp's plan aims to give every public school in the state a $30,000 grant to go towards security measures. So how could that money be used to improve safety at Clark Central? Reed has one suggestion.
Training. We need to get more training, because constantly new things, new ideas, new approaches are coming out, and we have to stay current. If we are current with what's out there to help the students, and we can better serve them.
Connor Ford, reporting for Grady News Source.